Now that we're into this idea of how, I want to take one step back and look again at why. But instead of looking at why sustainability, I want to ask why youth? And why students? We could easily be approaching businesses, corporations, politicians, and leaders from across the country and the world and encouraging them to adopt sustainability practices so that we change the way things are going right now. So why were we approaching students and why academia? For an answer, I turned to Karen Farbridge, mayor of the city of Guelph, who served as a facilitator in group discussion at the conference. Here's what she had to say about universities.
Well, I think universities are going to play an enormous role in the whole dialogue and discussion around sustainability. I think we see from extremes, from all sectors and all sides of political spectrum, agendas at play, and a lot of misinformation and deliberate misinformation to inflame outrage in the public on one side of an issue and on the other side of the issue. We're going to need people who can cut through that chatter and focus us in on the facts. And there are some facts. Now, there's all kinds of room for dialogue around what you then do with the facts. But if we can't even get to those facts, then it's going to make finding the solutions even more challenging. So I think there's a real role for universities in that and students in that.
I also spoke with students at the conference and asked them why they were attending the conference and what they're hoping to accomplish. Here's what Troy had to say about student leadership.
I think the conference is organized in such a way that makes it strategically innovative that when you look at even our age groups, we're all, youth 19 to 25. We're at that age where we're going to be moving from our university courses into different businesses and industries. And at the age that we're in, we're kind of in a middle ground where we have opportunities to impact right away, but also to shadow the people who are just below us entering maybe into universities or the younger youth in our communities.
And so it's this diversity that I believe the conference was hoping to advocate as the next step in sustainability. We can no longer believe that our individual ideas are enough to change the world, but we have to recognize that working together is the only way to step forward and secure a future for ourselves and the next generations. To conclude, I want to leave you with some closing words from Dr. David Suzuki.